On today's Running on Empty, we do a quick little recap of St. Pat's, and then we run down the bracket. We talk storylines. We talk matchups. Popes really likes UC Irvine. Watch out for them. Little 13 seed. Johnny Manziel's in the AAF. And a little pop culture segment with Cam. And, yeah, it's a good show. Had a lot of energy. Hope you all like it. All right. See you in there.
All right. Hello, my friends, and welcome to Running On Empty. I am one of the hosts here on the show, Cameron Pope, alongside my other host of the show, Patrick Dealey. Patrick, how are we doing, my buddy?
I think I'm hurt.
We had a big weekend. Pat came in town for St. Patrick's Day, alongside with some of our other friends. A couple callers calling the voicemail pretty frequently. It was a good weekend. We relived our college glory days from a year ago. And, I'm hurting. It's Monday afternoon. It's not great, Pat. It's not great.
I'm a garbage person. I had garbage food for dinner last night because I felt like garbage. I went to a Speedway gas station in Somerset, Kentucky, and I got a gas station pizza and a gas station like McRib kind of thing.
God.
for like $4.50 together. It's delicious.
I was sold back for your buck, but I feel like that's not the best quality of meat there.
It's so good. I went to KFC. When I get hungover, I really crave KFC. Like I was driving home, I just go coleslaw. Oh. So I had KFC on my brain all last yesterday and
today. It's a wild
today.
Thing to crave. It's a wild thing to crave. I like
love
coleslaw.
KFC.
It's not the thing I crave when I'm like really hungover.
That's what I wanted. I wanted KFC. So I got KFC for lunch today. I was moving about a mile a minute.
Pretty fast.
Which I think in brain power, that's pretty slow.
Brain power, that's like really slow. Your brain moves really fast. Normally.
Yeah, so no, I was not.
Did I go fast?
Not firing on all cylinders at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend, though. It was a fun time. Fun everyone coming down. We said we were going to record in person going into the weekend, and then we just...
Sunday happened. It was like, not a chance.
Sunday's in person. Like, I don't want to talk to you. We can't do this anymore. And you had to drive. We went up to brunch Sunday morning. Had a couple drinks there, too. Had
just
to get
found a condom in my pocket. That's right.
That's just... Come on, Pat. This is for all audience show.
Sorry, kids. I have intercourse.
Jeez, oh my God, Pat, turn it off, start it over. You're disgusting.
No, obviously I don't have sex because the condom's still in my pocket.
It's true, but prepared. Anyway, let's keep it moving. But then, Pat had to drive, was it a 7-hour drive home?
It was like 8, dude. I had to stop in Jellicoe, Tennessee for about 30 minutes because the road went to one lane.
That doesn't sound like the safest place ever.
Big fan of Jellicoe. People of Jellicoe are nice people.
Anyway, yeah, I've had to do a car ride home. Over the summer, I went to D.C. for a weekend. We went to the D.C. boys. We're all raving about Byron Mixon's barbecue place. Apparently, these guys on like Food Network. It was phenomenal. Great stuff. So we had barbecue for lunch, and I was like, okay, it's 1 o'clock now, and I have to drive from D.C. to Columbia. And that was one of the worst drives of my entire life. It's solid little 8 hours. So I kind of know where you're going from, and that is a terrible, terrible drive when you're just like hungover from a long weekend. You have some good food in your body, and it's like, okay, now it's time to go for a little car ride.
I listened to some good podcasts, though. It was cool. Obviously, this one was not included because I said good.
This is a great podcast.
That's where I was going with that. Correct. But, I would give you a few stories of Saturday, but I don't have any memory. Just, not all there.
It was good.
Did you do anything stupid?
I'm sure I did. DJ, how it goes. But it was a good time. There was so many bands playing in Columbia. There was probably like, 12? I don't even know. I'm even guessing. Maybe 12 to 15 bands.
I don't think so.
They're playing, but I didn't really like go post up at a stage or anything like that. They were just kind of all playing in the background. So that was fun. I enjoyed that. I just posted up at like the old Breakers porch for like 6 hours and then kind of best part was there's a couple buddies that are like I'm friends with that live in Columbia now, and I was talking to them and it's like, oh yeah, let's go, like meet up at the stage. Like, all right, come over here, meet up. Which I did the whole back and forth thing. And finally, like, yeah, we're you guys aren't moving, are you? It's like, no, I guess not. You're not moving either. Like, nope. Okay. Well, that was good talk. Good talk. A little fun cat and mouse game there. But yeah, it was a good weekend, man. It was a good weekend. I definitely can't have that happen every weekend. So y'all visit maybe once a year, and that sounds good to me.
Oh yeah. No, I haven't had a Krispy Kreme donut in like 3 weeks, but today I was like, I might have to break it. Not today, I just might need an emergency cream. I didn't get it though, luckily.
That sounds disgusting. That's disgusting. All right, but Pat, there were a lot of sports that happened this weekend. We still are a sports podcast. The biggest news of the weekend is the UConn women's basketball team is the number two seed this year. I'm just kidding. The bracket came out for March Madness. Bracket came out for March Madness. Overall, one seed to a Duke, UNC, Virginia, and the Zags out in Gonzaga. Pat, have you filled out 100 brackets yet, or what are you at? What's your bracket number count at?
Right now, I have just submitted my first pick of my first bracket. I am going with a big upset here. Duke over either North Carolina A&T or Central or North, I don't know who, or North Dakota State maybe. Those.
16 seeds.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Duke over the play-in 16 game.
Okay, wow. You heard it here first, folks. Pat's calling a huge major upset. Yeah, I'm filling out a bracket as we speak, so this will be good content.
I'm sure
I'm
we're gonna
picking
be
you.
Very focused in this podcast.
But I'm excited. This is the first time in my recent memory that Carolina, sorry, Columbia has hosted a hosted the tournament
Yeah, because
because
we're
the whole
flag
used to
thing.
be race, yeah, it's the whole
Are you gonna
flag,
go?
Confederate
Are you
flag.
gonna go to any of them?
I want to go to all of them. I want to go to all of them.
I
There are like
the Duke ones are probably gonna be pricey.
they're all very pricey. You can buy the full package, whole session thing, whole day pass, whatever it is. It's like $300.
Okay, that's actually not that bad, to be quite
Yeah,
honest.
but like very, very high nosebleeds in Colonial Life, and it's like $800 for lower level.
That's fair.
But you saw, yes, yeah, some good games, Duke and whoever that playing game is, VCU, UCF,
I'm looking at that
there and
right now. I don't know who'd win that game.
Then I took UCF. That no one knows. That game's stupid. The team's gonna lose to Duke next round.
Correct.
So just put Duke in your Sweet 16. And then on the South side, yeah, Virginia is playing Gardner Webb, which is pretty cool because I have a friend that went to Gardner Webb. Gardner Webb's never been in the tournament. He's coming to stay with me to watch that. They're gonna probably get trounced by Virginia because they lost a 16 seed last team last year, and I think they're gonna absolutely blow them out. But that's cool. Another game in Columbia is Ole Miss, Oklahoma. So that'll be fun. I want to try and go to as many as I can. See if the whole price range happens, but that'd be cool. It'd be a fun little environment. It'd
I
be
would
different.
love to fill out my bracket. I just that's the worst thing about these freaking they call it the first floor, which also pisses me off. I'm not gonna get in a tangent about that, but everyone knows that Thursday and
Don't get
Friday is the
attention.
first
Don't worry
round.
about it.
It just they call it the round of 64 now because apparently this is the first four. This is not a round. It's like four playing games for like the shittiest teams that barely made it in. It's like ugh. Just it grinds my gears. With that being said, I don't really feel like I can do a really good bracket until that's even though I know like those teams are probably gonna lose. Like that's just kind of how that works because it's 16 and 11 seeds. But neither here nor there. So storylines. Obviously the storylines affect me very personally because they have the Louisville Richard Pitino. I don't know why he went by Richard, but Rick Pitino Jr. is the coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and they are now matched up against the Louisville Cardinals in the first in the East, the 7-10. And I mean, yeah, Richard Pitino used to coach at Louisville, like under his dad, and then he got his own real job at Minnesota, and he's done a pretty good job. And I don't know, he's a spitting image of his dad. He sounds exactly like him. Rick
It
Pitino is
looks like it
definitely
too.
going to be at the game, so
It's
it's
gonna be a
going to
little, it's gonna be very awkward. It's gonna be a little awkward. Be fun to watch.
It's going to be, yeah, super awkward. Any other storylines that I can see here?
I think Louisville has a po either is going to lose the first round or go to the Elite Eight. That is Louisville in a nutshell. They're going to be really, really good
Well,
just run.
so yeah, no, like you're right. Like they could lose to Minnesota theoretically, but they people like are just like not even giving them a chance against Michigan State, which I was looking at it today. I think the whole Big Ten is just way overrated.
I agree.
Just because nobody can score any points. Nobody.
I think.
And Michigan State is like the best team in that conference, no doubt, without question. Am I even recording this podcast? There's a chance I'm not recording, to be honest. it just kind of hit me. No, we are recording. We're cool.
I was about to be so mad at you, Pat. I don't think I was just going to turn the computer off and just say, like, just send out an old episode.
We'll just do it later.
Oh, Jesus Christ. My heart just sunk. I don't want
anyway. Because, no, I mean, I thought this was, like, going pretty well. So, that would have been devastating for our morale.
Absolutely devastating. I'm actually already devastated right now. Just thinking about it. But now we're back.
Yeah, I'm back. So, Michigan State could easily lose to Louisville. They've already lost to Louisville. And they're down. I cannot remember Michigan State's, like, one of their – they lost, like, one of their top three players, like, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Can't remember his name. I'm not going to look it up. It's going to take too long and just going to get sidetracked. Regardless.
Joshua Langford.
I knew it was Langford. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for, Pat.
Yeah, perfect. And he was like 16 points a game. I don't know how many rebounds. I think it was like a 16, like 7 maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Very important player to the team. And like just nobody in the Big Ten can score. Like Michigan scores 60 points a game. Wisconsin scores 7 points a game. Who else is? Purdue's pretty good. I'll give them that. They're a 3 seed. I don't know if they have any other teams in here. Oh, Ohio State. Ohio State's garbage. So, like,
Wisconsin, same thing. They can't score.
Yeah, they score. I said it. They score 7 points a game. Thanks for listening. Maryland's half decent. So, yeah. And, like I said, Louisville has already beaten Michigan State. I think a lot of people put Louisville on the back burner just simply because they, like, Duke broke their brain, which is hilarious because, like, Louisville's, what is it? Their, like, slogan for the year. It's like something together. Unbreakable. And then Duke literally just broke their brain because they lost like 4 in a row after that, except for that one close win to Clemson. But so that's neither here nor there. Yeah, Louisville could make it to the Elite Eight, and like they did have Duke up 23. People don't forget that because then they blew it.
All right, so my Cinderella team, thank you for that tangent, Pat. I was looking some stuff. I'm doing my bracket right now. That's why I kind of went quiet there. I have, you ready for my Cinderella team?
What's
that? UC Irvine, baby.
Are they 14? What?
They're 13 seed playing Kansas State in the South bracket. I don't think Kansas State's that good. They will play the winner of the Wisconsin-Oregon game. I just put them in Sweet 16. the hottest team in the country. They won like 17 in a row. 16 games in a row. They're the Anteaters, Pat. You're telling me you don't get excited about some Anteaters? We need the Anteaters in the Sweet 16. That'd be a hell of a mascot. And that's really all I got. Yep, that's my breakdown analysis. Is it really, really hot? And yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna
be
honest.
You love that, huh?
I don't hate that.
that is how we do it. And then they might match up with Virginia. What if UC Irvine might be Elite Eight team?
Now let's not get ahead of ourselves, but I think they are Final Four worthy. So obviously, I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod, but I am putting. Serious. I'm texting my bookie and I'm gonna be like, look, I know I have a limit on what I can bet, gamble or whatever. I would like to triple my limit on UVA covering the spread over Gardner Webb.
You think?
Now I'm nervous though, because someone was like, yeah, they just won 9 out of their 8 out of their last 9. This is the first time in the tournament. They play really well. I'm still 100% gonna do this now I think about it, because they've lost to Virginia Tech by 10. They lost to VCU by 12. Ooh, they lost to Furman by 2. Furman's a good team. But Virginia Tech by 12. They're 28. That's what I'm going to hold on to. They lost to Virginia Tech by 28. Virginia Tech by 28. Blech. UVA, way better than VTech. I think it's just not going to happen. No. UVA, I mean, no. It's not going to happen.
What's the spread?
I don't know if it's out yet. It has to be out. Oh, that game's in Columbia.
Dude, we talked about this like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, we did mention
my
that.
My buddy from Gardner Webb's coming
to
town.
We're like, all over the place. I mean, that's just...
We're not listening to her at all, Pat. You know, I'm going to do the autofill bracket. Let's see who they have winning. Let's do random. Oh, my God, that's exciting. What if I win $1 million on a random?
That'd be crazy.
And that championship is North Carolina's beating Texas Tech. I don't hate that. In the Elite Eight... on the Elite Eight, I have UCF... playing Louisville, and UCF's in my Final Four.
Wow. that is, that is
and I, Murray State and Texas Tech are my other one. And Texas Tech obviously wins that. UNC Kentucky. And then Virginia Cincinnati, baby. First one submitted. UNC is going to beat. It also has that North Dakota or North Carolina Central, whatever that playing game
beating
is.
Beating Duke.
Beating Duke. I'm going to go ahead and correct that.
just take some of it out of your hands.
All right, now it's the $1 million bracket. How much money do I win?
I don't know. I think you win like a couple trips or I don't know.
All right. Maybe this is exciting. I will take.
You'll get on ESPN and just plug the pod.
Be great stuff. Be incredible content. And
what spread were we looking for? UVA?
Huh?
We're looking for UVA spread?
I think so. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's why we're going to find out in about 2 seconds.
It's got to be in the 20s. It's probably 24 and a half.
I'm going to say 22.
I feel like that's the most obvious bet, though. I think everyone's going to say
it's 23 and a half. We split the difference. No, dude, look. So
I don't
that's
think
what. Well, no, dude, I'm telling you. It just makes. See, it,
no, I don't like it.
It puts me in a pretzel for sure.
I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all.
Well, that's good. If you don't like it, I love it more.
Wisconsin's only a 1-point favorite against Oregon, which is interesting for a 5-12 seed.
I mean, that game is literally going to be the first one to score 45 points.
That's going to be a really boring game to watch.
Let's find out what the over-under or, if you're a defensive stand.
It's 118 and a half.
Hammer the under. I thought it'd be like 111.
It'd be the finish of the way. I'm excited, though, because, dude, there's nothing better than just watching March Madness. That Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you get four TVs up in your living room. You bring all the monitors you have in your house. You get them all stacked up. Yeah, True TV, TNT, CBS, the other one. You have it all set up. You have great. It's a nice little setup. And every game ends.
TNT.
There's like eight. I already said that. TNT. Oh, TBS. The front TBS. Every game ends when there's like 8 minutes left in the other game. So like from 12 o'clock until 12 o'clock, you are just have basketball. Basketball's being played. And each game's ending in perfect time. So you can flip over back and forth. Some games go to overtime. I mean, it's a shit show. It's the most predictable thing, and this is everyone says this, so you buckle up. Do you hear this again?
I'm excited.
The most predictable thing about March Madness, Pat, is that it's unpredictable. Okay, that's the most predictable thing. You ready for that?
Everything that you think is going to happen, the exact opposite is going to happen.
That's why I love it. I always have one like absurd upset bracket because it's cool. And I like, all right, so I have, you know, like every 14 seed moves on just so I can say like, oh yeah, dude, I definitely called that, St. Louis was going to beat Virginia Tech. Dude, that's one of my brackets. Like, look at this little spot. I hide the fact that like every other thing's missed because I have called every upset, but like, damn man, dude, congratulations. You're really good at that. Thank you. That's my whole trick. So I told everybody here, now they're on to me. Maybe you should cut that out.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot. Yeah, that's not what we're doing here. But yeah, that's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. There's also I can't remember what game it is. Maybe the Cincinnati game. Who's Cincinnati playing? Cincinnati, Tennessee. Cincinnati's a 7 seed.
Right. Yeah.
And wait. Yeah, and that game is in Ohio. So even though Tennessee a 2 seed.
Oh, you mean like you're projecting Cincinnati to move on? Got it. Okay, I was like,
yeah.
What?
So I'm saying like the second round game. Like Cincinnati will have a home crowd advantage, which kind of goes back to the whole like Duke South Carolina thing that happened a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Duke having playing the second round game, a South Carolina team who like obviously they won, but they're playing in Greenville, South Carolina. The crowd was like 90% South Carolina fans. UNC played before, so all the UNC fans that stayed became South Carolina fans. So like having the higher seed and those first couple rounds, there's a couple scenarios.
That's
I think there's another
take.
One too.
I like
there's like take. Some weird yeah, there's some weird like areas though where it's like dang like. That's gonna be like 80% of our fan base, and they're you know like a 7 seed playing a 2 seed, so it's gonna be like a home game. So
I mean,
like, that's something to look
good,
out.
Man. They're good. They just beat Houston. That's obviously a really good team.
I think Cincinnati's a team to watch out for. I really do. That's like kind of I was joking around earlier about UC Irvine's more things. I'm still taking UC Irvine.
Rick Barnes, but like I don't know. There's just something about him that I just don't trust him. You know.
They got blown out by Auburn. I think Auburn. Is gonna lose the first like one first second round. I'm above him probably going out early.
Well, like Auburn lives or dies by the three, man. So like it depends on how good they shoot the ball.
And also, that's fun thing about the three too. If we want to go back to Duke real quick, Duke's like one of the worst 3-point shoot teams in the country. So it'll be interesting to see. It's like every year I forget what the stat is, but Duke would obviously be Duke without a doubt would be the worst 3-point team ever to make a Final Four,
which is wild.
Percentage wise, and that's in the history of the Final Four or since 3-pointer.
Yeah, I mean that it just they don't live with
Duke's gonna mess up. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen on my bracket.
Duke is gonna be like, in the Elite Eight when they meet the Louisville Cardinal Birds. The birds with teeth.
Birds with teeth. No one talks about that. What? That's a stupid thing. Birds don't have teeth. The Louisville Cardinal Birds have teeth.
I mean, obviously, so I guess if you've listened to any kind of thing, another big matchup is Marquette, Murray State, Marcus Howard versus Ja Morant.
Mm.
I know, Popes, you probably don't know who Marcus Howard is, but
I know who Marcus Howard is, Pat. I'm cultured.
What school does he play for?
Marquette, he's really short.
Oh, well, deal.
But he's good.
But no, he just...
That's my in-depth analysis, how I know.
Okay, no, yeah, I mean, he's just a fucking...
He's really good.
Scores in... What's the word I'm looking for?
Scores in bunches?
Yes, bunches. There it is. Scores in bunches. I mean, he had like 51 game. I don't know, he's very good. And obviously, Ja Morant's going to be like either second or third overall. People, this... Okay, this... See, no, now I got myself upset again. People that think R.J. Barrett... Still, like my best friend back home, he was like trying to tell me that RJ Barrett's still better than Zion Williamson. You are so brain dead. Like, bro, what? Zion Williamson, first of all, healthiest man on the planet, has a better knee than anyone in the world. World. He had went 13 for 13 in the, semis? Semifinals of the ACC tournament. 13 for the... Didn't miss a shot. Hit a three. I mean, he missed 7 free throws. But that doesn't count. They still won the game. And then he went like 9 for 13 or something along those lines. I don't have the stats in front of me. Against North Carolina. I mean, the guy just does whatever he wants. And people are like, no, RJ Barrett's a better, more pro-style player. Which sure is true. But Zion's not a human.
Not the freak. I was going in and out and watching the game this weekend. He was going off. Let's show you the stat lines, all the highlights and whatnot. But I watched the full Syracuse Duke game Thursday night. In the game, he went 13 for 13, first game back, just went off. He was bullying people. And the thing with him, too, is like he's one of those handful of players, like MJ, Magic was, LeBron, like the body types, where they can pretty much play every position. Mm-hmm. Obviously, point guard's not the best position for him, but like he can carry the ball up court. He can pass it. That's really good passing. But like, him on the boards against people that are, you know, noticeably bigger than him, he bullies them still. Like he's a freak athlete. He gets past them like the game. I forget who they're playing. Florida State was double teaming them, and he's like was still getting past that. Like he's a freak. No one can stop.
And the thing about that, like to like even gives more credence to what we're saying about Zion Williamson, is that the one thing Florida State's really so they're a good basketball team, but their really good thing is they're long. Like I've said it before. They just always have
length.
Like 7'4 Nigerians. I don't know what he recruits out of country, which is awesome, but they're always just so long, wiry, get you uncomfortable. And Zion just throws that ass in them. Just get out of my way. Box them out.
Yeah, and that's true. I think I have a take for you, Pat. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. The reason the Duke's going to lose is because of Zion. You ready for this? Zion is a very good player. He can go off, makes that team really well. But he also hurts the team because everyone kind of just like sits around and watches him play. Like the players, it's kind of hard for them to get in a rhythm. They're really good at fast break. But like most of the time for those players, they're not a great spot-up shooting team. It's like give the ball to Zion. Like, all right, Zion, do something with it. And then like when they get past the ball, everyone's kind of like freaks out a little bit. So when Zion has an off game, we haven't really seen him have it recently, especially in the ACC tournament. If he has an off game, Duke's vulnerable. That's my hot take.
Huh.
But anyway, we can move on from that because that was kind of dumb. But we Taco Fields, that's his name? Taco, what's his name? Yeah. Taco.
Yeah, Taco. Just go
Taco. Taco Fall. Yeah, 7'6". He's playing for UCF. He's in Columbia, too. So that'd be fun to watch. That'd be really cool.
Matchup.
Zion versus Taco thing. But you talked about Ja Morant a while ago.
Ja Morant.
Whatever. You know he's from
South Carolina? Yeah, he played on the intramural team with Zion Williamson. The University of South Carolina made a push to recruit him, but made a push too late, and he had already committed to Murray State.
What would happen if like there was a university that was good in South Carolina that could recruit these players? Because there's like notable players that are leaving the state, obviously, because there's better, you know, colleges. obviously have more some money. That's another discussion. But it's the whole, like, imagine if these players, like, stick together and play in the same team. He is from Dalzell.
I think it's, like, right outside Georgetown. Yeah.
It's Sumter County. I've never even heard of this place. It's 803 area code. I have the same area code.
He's from a very small, obviously, town.
2,000 people in this town.
He played on
Ray Allen. Ray Allen's from here.
Yeah. Yeah, we just don't, like, there's obviously talent in that state.
Bill Pinckney's from there? You know who Bill Pinckney is?
That I don't know. No.
He's from the Drifters. He has the most famous rendition of White Christmas. I'm dreaming. What? You know, yeah, that one.
Keep going.
This is Christmas.
Okay, I was kidding.
Okay, yeah, so that was, this place is popping, dude. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very noble people from here.
All right.
800 housing units in this town.
That's very small. All right, well, we're going to keep it moving by stopping.
I like that move. Talking about Dalton, South Carolina.
And we're going to come back after the break. Yeah, do a little upset, a little picking, but, like, we'll do upsets. You already did a Cinderella, so we're just going to run that one back. I have to pick mine. We'll pick a winner. And also, I've been doing this for the last 3 years. I bet on all 32 first round games. It always goes so well. So we'll talk about that maybe a little bit. And I don't know, other stuff.
I'll bring back pop culture.
Oh yeah, a lot of pop culture stuff. I might even have a little pop culture. Fuck, I don't
really?
Know.
Well, enjoy the corner.
Mine's kind of like more movie stuff, though. I've been listening to, like, movie stuff.
Oh, a huge pop culture segment. Also, Dalzell, South Carolina, you know what the nickname of it, the town is?
What?
Razzle Dazzle. Swear to God.
Big fan of that.
Razzle Dazzle is back, baby. Razzle, that's what the name of the Razzle. Dazzle, South Carolina. Okay, I can't read.
Uh-huh. All right, well, we'll be back. Right, we are back.
You're a shooting star.
That's right. That it's one shining moment. Everyone gets a chance to, you know, have that one shining moment. And so, let's see who we got cooking here. All right. So,
I gave you my upset already. It's a UC Irvine.
I'm just gonna do.
And Cincinnati's Elite Eight team.
I'm gonna do a quick look at just the bracket. I'm just gonna give you Final Fours. I really love that that what's it called?
That song?
No, that correct, but the Cincinnati take. That's a good take, I think.
So like that, there's a little bit of analysis behind there. Most of the time we'll just like throw out some stuff.
Yeah.
Look at me doing a little bit of research, huh? Look at me go.
Coming out of the East.
Boom, boom. Dun, 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 dun.
Coming out of the East. So it's probably gonna be Duke. I'm gonna say like 90% of the Duke. The other 10%.
Whoa, hot take.
Louisville.
Hot take.
Just yeah, okay. Because I love them.
Let's keep that moving.
Yeah. The West, Gonzaga, abso-fucking-lutely not. Maybe. They got Killian Tilly back, who is an NBA prospect who they haven't had all year. I like Florida State because their length.
What happened to Nevada?
They just kind of, not really a lot, man. They just like, I mean, they don't have as many shot, like, they're a mid-major, so, like, if they lose, like, they lost to Utah State, it's a huge deal, so they lost a couple more than they expected, and they dropped all the way to 7th.
They're in a decent spot, though. I think Michigan's, like, they're very beatable.
I don't think Michigan's that good.
Dude, what if Nevada sneaks out of this bracket?
I think, I don't like Michigan. Texas Tech kind of, like, Texas Tech kind of
I feel this would be our chaos break. I feel like a couple of these sides are
going to
be kind of chalky.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at Buffalo and being like,
I feel like most of these sides are going to be kind of chalky, where you have like the 1-2 seeds kind of getting to, like, you know, the Elite Eight playing each other. Like North Carolina, Kentucky, I could see that side of the bracket doing that. And same thing with Duke. But I feel like this is going to be the chaos. There's always one like chaos side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or chaos region. And I think it's going to be the West.
I'm going to stick with, in my Elite Eight, Florida State, Buffalo, and then probably Florida State in the Final Four.
Okay, so this is interesting.
So that's my
Nevada word. And Nevada plays Florida in the first round. It's in the West. I'm not sure exactly where, but
yeah, West.
Florida has to travel. I'm a big like how far teams have to travel. Cause I think Virginia Tech has to travel far too.
All these are in Des Moines, Iowa. So that's like kind of central for both of them, maybe. It's definitely way further than Nevada, probably, but like a plane's a plane, you know?
Virginia Tech has to play in San Jose, California, the first game.
That sucks. What
maybe St. Louis is going to win that game. All right.
Well, St. Louis also, I mean,
Pat, it's like an hour closer to a plane ride. It makes a huge difference for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. That's West. So I'm just going to go Duke, Florida State. Okay, Midwest. Okay, UNC so far looks good. Auburn's going to lose. Kansas sucks. Iowa State. It's Illinois State. No, it's Iowa State. What am I thinking?
You okay?
So I like Wofford to beat Kentucky because fuck Wofford or fuck Kentucky. Shout out. Go Terriers. Yeah, probably UNC gets out of that. I'm about to do a straight ACC Final Four. And then I'm going to put $100 on UVA to win the championship. Plus 600. So UVA coming out of the South, big ACC matchups here.
Okay. And that's the Pats Final Four. I don't know yet. I don't want to give you guys a full breakdown, but I'll let you guys know Friday's episode who I have winning it and how my bracket is just destroyed. I'm gonna let everyone know that. That's the best part, is like everyone puts so much time in these brackets, and they freak out, everyone stresses
three
out
games
about
and
it.
You go for three, you're like, God, all right.
You're like, well, there goes my bracket. I'm gonna name my bracket the Razzle Dazzle. That's gonna be it, guys. If you see mine, if you're looking on like, oh, the leaderboards across the world,
and like, Razzle Dazzle. Oh, we'll do a bracket thing.
Yeah, we will.
We'll try to get people to join it. I'm not going to say people will, but it's going to be the largest bracket group of all time.
Okay. All right. But it wasn't just college basketball happened this weekend. There's some other sporting events that occurred. And Pat's team, the Orlando Apollos.
That's my team.
You guys, lost to my team. Lost the first loss of the year. The Arizona Hotshots. Pat, how do you feel about your big loss? Did you watch any of the game?
I was told about it later, and
like how later, like what I just told you.
Yeah, correct.
All right, and that's talking to AAF. I really want to get into it, Pat. I really love football, especially year round, but
Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel's in the Express now.
It's true.
That's kind of a big deal. I mean, he moves the needle a little bit.
He moves the needle. Okay.
He's definitely terrible. Like, obviously, that's why he's in the AAF. But he did win a Heisman, so
he's gonna move the needle. I mean, I'll watch a game or two because he's there. That is for sure.
I will watch it. I will watch it. Yes.
But that's cool. I feel like he plays in Memphis. Don't they have Hackenberg and Mettenberger? So they're just like all stacked with quarterbacks that kind of were good in college and kind of suck now. Interesting, fun, great stuff. Quarterback controversy, quarterback battle. But I feel like their window of opportunity was after Super Bowl, in between Super Bowl and March Madness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that March Madness is here, there's like, okay, I don't really care about the NFL anymore. It's basketball season. And after that happens, then it's like, oh, baseball's here. And it's like, oh, hockey playoffs, NBA playoffs. Like, they lost their opportunity. They should do it in July.
Speaking of somebody that does have their opportunity, how many episodes of Impractical Jokers are you going to watch this weekend? Like on accident, like you're not. Maybe you do it on purpose. I don't know. I'm not gonna judge you. I've watched the show. It's funny sometimes.
I don't know.
I'm gonna watch like four or five probably.
I think it's one of those things. Like I'll laugh a little bit, but I mean, I'll watch it because it'll just like pop up my screen because exactly. I'll leave my TV on. But I feel like it was kind of like it'd be funny to do with your friends, but it's not really that funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of Practical Jokers, if we're being honest. And yeah, we're being honest here. We're an honest podcast. But yeah, now they lost their opportunity. I'm excited though because Jim Nantz's sweet voice is gonna be back all next few months. Big time of the year for Jim Nantz, where he goes from commentating all these games and then jumps from that to the Masters, which the Masters is like, it's creeping up on us, Pat. It's very, very close.
We're gonna I'll tweet it out, you know, to the interwebs because we have just so many followers. But the tournament challenge on ESPN, running on empty pod is what the group is under.
Okay.
Well, you'll get a running on empty shirt that has yet to be designed.
Okay, yeah, baby. For all our followers out there, yeah, baby. Getting a t-shirt, running on empty. Maybe we should do polos, huh? I mean, we should calm down
Yeah. Hold on. I think we're
going to. How about this? I'll give you. All right, no. This is what I promised you.
You're going to give a polo of your own? I believe
No. Okay. Actually, that's a better idea. Yeah, maybe that. Maybe a polo. But I'll give the winner of the tournament poll, whatever, the bracket challenge, I'm going to give you guys a coffee mug with my face on it.
Do you have one of those already?
Rare nope. It's pretty easy. I did it for my dad 1 year for Father's Day. there's like coffee cup, but it's coffee mugs. I don't know.
Also, we'll interview you as a guest for being just so smart.
Yes. How about that? You'll be on the pod, and you'll get a coffee mug with my face on it.
And a shirt.
Nope, that's it, Pat. Let's calm down.
I want to do the shirt because I would also like us to have shirts.
Okay, hey, there it is. Bam. So Pat's going to be the shirt designer, and I'll give you a compliment.
If someone can design something, it'd be great.
Yeah,
Lewis.
Lewis, if you want to come back on the pod and design a shirt, it'd be great for the brand. But yeah, you get a coffee mug with my face or a coffee mug with my face on it. So that's why you should join this pool.
Yeah. That's also, just do it. But yeah, you'll get a shirt and a mug and our respect. One thing that we didn't talk about, because there are other sports besides the shitty AAF and the shitty lists, college basketball. The wonderful, magical Ryan Fitzpatrick is another starting quarterback again.
Third AFC team. What? Good for him. It's his third AFC team. AFC East
team. I thought you were saying AAFC team. Like, I was like, what does that mean? He's on like a below average AAF team? I was very confused. Okay, yes. AFC team. Yes, correct.
AFC East team. And I'm going to put, you know, a little tickler out there. I want him to play for the Patriots next year. That'd be cool. Let's complete all the AFC East teams.
Well, he's got a 2-year deal now. Play for the Bills. For the Miami.
Shit. Okay. Well, 3 years. He'll still be around. Probably. Good for him, dude. He's played for 8 teams. If he throws a touchdown pass this year, he'll be the only quarterback ever to throw a touchdown pass for 8 different NFL teams. And I feel like that's a record that'll probably be around for a little while. I love Ryan Fitzpatrick, man. He is the biggest, like, bipolar quarterback in the history, most inconsistent quarterback. He'll go off one game. He had like one of the records for like over 500 yards and 4 touchdown passes. He used like some crazy stat like that 3 different times. And he also has
400 yards over 400 yards passing. I know that.
Oh yeah, over 400 yards. But he's in the next game he'll throw 5 picks. He's just incredible, incredible person to watch play. He was an MVP race last year for the first 3 games.
No, dude, you know, I really
NFL in passing.
I mean,
I love Ryan Fitzpatrick.
There's not a more genuine person, honest to God. Like, I think, you know what? I think our, because we had Colton Salserman, who has a phenomenal, I think I'm going to make our logo have something to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I think we should make him our white whale.
Oh, my God. Let's go get him on the pod.
Well, he's our white whale.
Let's
get
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. If you guys know Ryan Fitzpatrick, any of the Ryan Fitzpatrick people out there know him, just shoot him a text for us.
How fun would that interview be?
He'll have a great time.
All I would ask him was like, so like, how easy was the Wonderlic for you? Because, you know, you went, I don't know. Did you know that you went to Harvard? Because they talk about it.
I want to ask him tips of growing a good beard because I need help. I need help. That's my big question for him.
Yeah, you do need help.
Okay, shut up, Pat. I said it already. He'll bring it up again. Move on. But yeah. Where'd this come from? The Jim Nantz season. Very, very excited for Jim Nantz.
What?
And the Masters is back. Player Championship happened this weekend. Pat, great segue there. Players Championship occurred. That is a course I want to play. It'd be the Masters, probably my number one course I want to play in the U.S. And then TPC Sawgrass down in Jacksonville. That'd be a fantastic course to play. The 17th green on a Sunday of like the chip final round is so intense and so much fun to watch. Because those balls, I mean, they put it in the hardest pin location for a reason, Sunday pin location. And I think it was like 30 balls went in the water this weekend.
What did Tiger end up shooting? Like, where did he finish?
I think it was 6-under. I don't know. Hold on. What, no. I don't know. Rory won.
So Rory won at what? 16-under? Jesus. Yeah, so Tiger finished at, it looks like, 6-under. Yeah, if he doesn't quad on Saturday on 17, he has a chance. Done. You know, like, I mean, he wouldn't be
T. Yeah,
he'd be T16, but like, yeah, I mean, quadding. Ugh.
That's tough. Yeah, there was 30 balls in the water on Sunday alone, not the weekend. There was a lot more 30 balls in the water Sunday at 17. But yeah, that's yeah, it was cool. I just love watching that tournament because it's the most relatable it is to like watching you play golf or watching us play golf or anything like that. It's like they kind of mess up sometimes too. Also, but it's a fun sport.
We'll have a podcast Masters pool. There's some Excel stuff that I need to learn how to do and whatnot. And
that's cool. It'll be fun. I'm excited. Also, a new favorite golfer. I saw him a few times last year, but I really got to watch him get bit yesterday because I watched golf all day. Uh-huh. Ollie Schneiderjans.
Yep. Tied 16th, went 10 under. Yeah.
Yeah. I called him Shenanigans all weekend by accident, and I thought that was his name. It's not his name. He is awesome. He has like a weird kind of creepy mustache, very skinny dude. Doesn't wear a hat.
That's weird.
And he looks very, I mean, like he. He sticks out. He sticks out very much so. But he's a good golfer, and he's been a favorite golfer, Pat.
Okay, well, neat. One very thing, I have a controversial take. It's kind of political.
Okay, I wrote all it was going, but I'm listening.
It's like kind of pop culture, is viral, whatever. Do you see that?
Pop culture weekend, baby. Here we go.
Do you see
pop
that?
Pop culture segment. Pat, welcome to the corner.
You see that? Thank you. I feel welcomed. You see that Australian senator that got egged?
Yeah.
So, like,
so funny.
And before I go into this, I'm like a very like independent, like maybe even left leaning kind of person. And this guy is known as like one of those like populist, super bigoted. Like he hates immigrants. That's like his rhetoric. Whatever. And like, I think
I'm kicking you out of this corner. This is Pat's political corner.
No, not camp corner. Okay, fine. Pat's political corner. It's fine. It's not even a political take. I don't care about what this guy's policies or what his ideas are. Just in the scope of if I don't care if a fucking 4-year-old eggs me. I am knocking him in the next year. Like you don't just like this kid doesn't just egg somebody and be like, no, it's gonna be straight. Come on, like the. The Australian Prime Minister is like, we're going to charge him like to the fullest extent of the law, the senator for hitting like the 17-year-old who's like such a little fucking twerp. I would just okay now.
The best part is he was videotaping the whole thing. He set his phone up and hit him with the egg, and the senator like gave a quick little like he turned around.
It was like a slap.
There's a moment of like realization, like. What just happened? So there's a fun little pause there, and it's just like gets sucker punched in the face. It was really funny. I enjoyed.
I would just in this one topic, I'm on this guy's side. I mean, okay. I'm knocking this kid into next week. No doubt. You don't just egg me. I have a yoke in my fucking chest pocket now because it was laugh out loud funny that the yoke just falls perfectly in his frocket right there. Oh man. Okay. Your turn for pop culture. What you got?
Did I get kicked from the screw me? Oh, no, there it is. There you go. I'm back. It's more of a thing I'm excited about, kind of pop culture-ish, whatever. Uh-huh. It is the first poster was revealed for a movie that I've been doing a little research on. It's really exciting. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's a Quentin Tarantino film. It's got an incredible cast. Brad Pitt and Leo. Are the top two guys, You also got Margot Robbie. You got Al Pacino. You got Dakota Fanning. Like, it is just stacked. Luke Perry. It's something about the whole, like, Mansons and, like, the before that. Kurt Russell's in it, too. Very, very excited. The trailer's going to be dropping soon. So, yeah. Just get excited for that.
I'm more excited about Avengers Endgame. Their trailer dropped this weekend.
That was good too, Pat. I'll be honest, but that was I saw a poster for this, and it's a pretty cool poster.
I'm gonna go see Captain Marvel tonight.
I think you're picking your friend up from the airport.
I am, but I might do it later. I might stay up late tonight.
That's odd. I'm I need to go to sleep some point soon. Yesterday, when everyone left, I gave
it's like just like very bright outside. Like nope, we're ending it. This day needs to be over now.
Yesterday I had to work. Well, I worked this morning at 7. Which is a long day, but I went to bed at 7 p.m. last night. It was awesome. And I woke up at 6:40.
Hey, this day. Hot girl just matched me on Hinge. Shout out to me.
Okay. There you go, Pat.
The sex.
Right. Nope, that didn't happen. Future Jesus sex. Christ, Pat. This is a kid-friendly podcast. Please stop
referring kids. To your... Have sex. Your
stuff. Jesus Christ, Pat. Jesus Christ, man. Keep it moving. No, not funny. No one's laughing on the other side here. Everyone's like, Jesus Christ, Pat. Chill out. I'm really here when they're with the kids and stuff like that. Yeah, but that happened this weekend. I don't know, Pat. There's a lot of things. Baseball's about to be back. Baseball's right around the corner.
Open days in 2 weeks. I think it's in 10 days.
Yes. Julio Teheran was named the starter for the Braves, which for the sixth year in a row, which is not good. He is not the ace.
Not and next week, or not next podcast, but next week. We made it an hour into this podcast before he's like, hey, sorry we didn't do a podcast Thursday night. Got busy.
Oh, yeah, that was on us. Yeah.
We got drunk. We did half of it, and then we had to do one last half, and we couldn't get it done.
I did not get drunk, Pat. Don't put that out there.
I got drunk.
You went to Charlotte, and...
I was very upset Louisville lost.
Yeah, you went to Charlotte, Louisville lost, and, yeah.
Yeah.
So, a lot of you guys noticed, and your Fridays were a lot worse because you guys couldn't listen to us. Honestly, yeah, maybe. But, yeah, sorry for that. And I hope this one fulfilled your needs and everything you want in life and everything you ever wanted. And now you can fill your brackets out because you got in-depth analysis from two of the guys that know the most about college basketball. And you guys are going to have join our pool, get a coffee mug with my face on it.
Please join our. This would be a lot of fun. It'd be very interesting. You can just like sign up. Just do the random thing that Popes did. I mean, that's you'll probably win. To be totally honest.
Or if you have like one bracket, you can submit one bracket like as many pools as you want. Like yeah. Any other things like
we
that.
We need to invite friends.
So yeah, do that. We'll throw it in some group me's. We'll throw it out there on Twitter. We'll invite people. Invite anyone you want. Let's get this as big as we possibly can get. Because some lucky person is gonna get a mug with my face or a mug with my face on it, and just cherish that forever. It's going to be like the office one, too, the office mugs,
yeah.
Where they have like all the stars on. I want the star behind me and my face.
That's great. It's created by MVP Baseball 101. I made my ESPN.
Are you kidding me?
I made my ESPN login when I was 12. So let's all just back off. I can already.
Mine is?
What? Big Daddy?
Cam the Man 1. That was, I think that was like 10-year-old me.
I think I might have to change it before.
Nope, it's MVP. What was it? MVP of baseball?
MVP King? Baseball 101.
That's honestly, people have probably tried that before and they've been denied. So you probably should keep that because you're MVP baseball 1.
I'm MVP baseball 101.
Still, yeah, people want that username, Pat. So keep that.
Yeah, so join our pod, our thing, and our podcast. You know, we love rate. Subscribe, listen, and then rate again. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Oh, yeah. We'll do voicemails on Thursday.
We have voicemails?
Yeah, we'll do voicemails Thursday.
Who left voicemails? I get the voicemails.
Someone called my phone. people get confused sometimes. So, yeah, we'll do those on Thursday, actually, Friday's pod.
Let me check my email, make sure we don't have any voicemails.
No, we'll save it for the pod. Give us your, you know, what you think about who's going to win, what you want from us, any matchups that entice you.
I start working with horses.
We'll break them down.
Oh. I have a voicemail. Found one.
Nope, keep it for Thursday. And, yeah, so that'd be great. I'm excited for basketball. We have gotten out of the lull of one of the worst sports hiatuses in between Super Bowl and March Madness, and now we're finally here. Very, very excited for that. So enjoy the next few weeks. Enjoy the next month. Then you get the Masters, baseball, basketball playoffs, NBA, or hockey, all that. And then we get another bad hiatus. But I'm excited. Great, great, great time of the year.
I mean, it's the best sports. It's the best sports weekend.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Collectively. I'm very, very.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is what we work for all year. This is what we – when we watch the action on Tuesday nights in the fall, we were just thinking about March Madness.
I don't think that's true.
Not at all. I don't know why I said that. But – it's a good time. Yeah, I'm very excited. Masters is officially.
You don't know how many days.
How many days from the Masters?
Oh, man.
20 days, 15 hours, and 46 minutes, and 38.
Yeah, so we'll have a pool. I'm going to charge you to play, though.
No, we're not. We're not doing gambling. It's illegal to gamble. Actually, you're doing it in Louisville, so yeah, we could do that. Louisville, Kentucky. Isn't gambling legal in Kentucky?
No. Gambling on horses is legal, which is wild. That's the only type, though.
All right, well, you'll go to a state where you can gamble then.
Yes, we'll be doing this from New Jersey.
Yeah. Great job there. We avoided some lawsuits. But we, so that's exciting. Very, very fun time. And 2 years ago, Pat, anniversary of South Carolina knocking off Duke in the tournament is tomorrow.
Yeah, sad South Carolina news. They didn't even make the NIT. Bummer.
I don't care, dude.
Maybe they'll be good next year, though. They got freshmen.
They do a pretty young team. Feel bad for Silva. We're definitely going to deeply miss him. Thank you for all of his stuff. I know Silva listens to the pod. Thank you so much, Silva. I'd love to have him on sometime.
I hate you, Hassani Gravett.
Okay, that was uncalled for. He did a lot for the program.
Literally nothing.
Whatever.
Literally nothing.
Have a great Tuesday. Hope you didn't celebrate too hard for St. Patrick's Day and you're feeling a little bit better on Tuesday. And rest up because it's another big sports weekend, another big weekend. And have a great rest of your week, my friends.
Might have a guest next pod. Might not. Tune in to find out. All right. Well, you know what they say.
Thanks for that, Pat.
You know what they say.
What do they say, Pat?
Kick names, take ass. All right, see you later.
The most predictable thing about March Madness is unpredictable.
This is a Pat Cam production. Bruh.